So I'm on my sailboat here in the Sea of Cortez in a marina in La Paz, which is a beautiful town in Mexico, but we are getting very close to the camping season, and some of you probably are camping already. So I wanted to jump into a podcast episode about my favorite ways to find campsites when we're traveling around in our Sprinter van in the United States during those summer months. Now, I am in a marina right now, so again, you might be hearing some background sounds throughout this podcast, and I apologize, but unlike other podcasters, I don't have a dedicated studio space to record this podcast. In fact, right now I'm in the forward sail locker in the boat, surrounded by sails and life jackets and all kinds of other random stuff. And so I'm crammed up here, and you might hear some sanding sounds in the background because Tom is taking some time to work on the sailboat. So hopefully that is not a problem for you. So yeah, we're talking about ways to find campsites today, and I have two favorite apps that I'm really excited to tell you about. So let's get to it.
Welcome to the Wayward Home Podcast, all about van life, boat life, and nomadic living. We'll bring you tips, interviews, and stories from the road and on the water. Now, here's your host, Kristen Haynes.
Hey there, I'm Kristen Haynes with thewaywardhome.com, and I live half the year in my camper van and half on my sailboat. And if you haven't met me yet, I am really passionate about helping other people achieve their dreams of full-time travel, whether that's in a van, a sailboat, an RV, or even a tiny home. So today we're talking about how to find campsites, and this can be a pretty big deal in this day and age because so many campsites sell out, you know, 6 months or even a year in advance. My mom, who travels around in a Class A motorhome, plans her vacations out really a year in advance or sometimes 6 months, but to get that big rig into a campsite, you really have to spend a lot of time planning for your journey. We approach camping in a little bit of a different way because we travel around in a 144 wheelbase Sprinter van, and that van can really go anywhere. So we can do everything last minute, which has its pros and its cons. One thing I love about that is that we can just go where the weather dictates mostly. We try to find climates that are cool and comfortable, and we know that we can either find a spot in a campground or a boondocking spot, or maybe even somewhere like a Walmart or a truck stop. We spend most of our time boondocking or doing dispersed or free camping, but we do spend some time in campgrounds as well, especially in crowded areas like Los Angeles, where I have family and I want to visit people. Not a lot of dispersed opportunities right in that city. So we do camp in a variety of ways, you know, from the campgrounds to the dispersed camping to sometimes just in relatives' driveways. So in this podcast episode, I wanted to talk to you a little bit more about that and the two apps I recommend for finding campsites, whether those are paid campgrounds or dispersed campsites. So to give you a little glimpse about how we do things, usually Tom is the driver in our Sprinter van, and as we're driving around, I am using these apps to find us our campsite for the night. Yeah, that might be stressful sounding to some people, and I do spend a lot of time looking at my phone as we're traveling around. I read reviews, I look at images, I try to decide where we want to go, where's going to be the most beautiful and convenient for us. And so, yeah, I'm staring at my phone a lot, trying to find the perfect site. And so I'm going to tell you about the first app that I use mostly to find paid campgrounds. That app is called the Dirt Camping App, and that's spelled D-Y-R-T. I don't know if you've used it or if you've downloaded it or heard of it before, but I've been using it for a couple of years now, and it is one of the top two camping apps I use to find campsites. There are a couple different versions of the Dirt Camping app. The first version is just the free app, and you can just go on, you know, the Google Play Store or the iOS Apple Store and download that app and start using it for free to look at paid campgrounds. One thing I really like about the free version of this app is that you can read reviews and see images of various campgrounds. I really like reading reviews of campgrounds. It helps me know if it's somewhere I want to go or not. And it's really helpful when people post pictures of their campsites. So I can also determine, is that a campsite I want to be in? Is there enough room in the campsite? Am I going to be 5 feet away from the next camper over? Does it have a nice view and facilities? And so I use it predominantly to find those paid campgrounds because I really love reading reviews. To me, that helps determine where I want to go. Another thing about when you use the free version of the Dirt is you can filter campgrounds by various amenities. Sometimes we'll go boondocking for a week or two, and after that, I'm ready for a campground. I want to take like a 5-minute hot shower. I want to use the garbage facilities. We want to fill up our rig with water, with fresh water. We have a 30-gallon tank underneath the Sprinter van, and so that lasts us for some time, but it is really handy to pull into a campground and use the potable water there to fill up our tank. So with the Dirt Camping app, which I really like, you can click on various filters within the app. Like, they have showers, they have water, they have, you know, the amenities that I am looking for that particular need that I have. I do love finding a campground with really good showers. That makes my day, because we typically use a solar shower when we're out boondocking. But just to be able to walk into a shower stall and take like a longer hot shower is a real treat to me. So often I will search for amenities based on showers. That's kind of the extent of what the free camping app does with the dirt, is you can just read those reviews, filter by amenity, and that's kind of it. Where the dirt really shines is with their pro version. Now, that is a paid upgrade. And before I get into some of the pro features that I love, I just wanted to let you know that I've partnered with the dirt to offer you a 30-day free trial of all these cool features of the dirt pro. So to get that free trial, just go to thewaywardhome.com/the dirt, and dirt is spelled D-Y-R-T. I'll also link to this free 30-day trial in the show notes, or you can just head to that URL that I mentioned and try it out. I really recommend it, and I'm going to tell you why. So the feature I use the most on the Dirt Pro is that it has these really interesting maps that are dispersed camping maps. And so you can load this map on your phone and you can look around where you currently are, and you can see which land around you is public land. And so typically you're allowed to do a dispersed camping or free camping on public lands that are the Bureau of Land Management or the U.S. Forest Service. You can typically stay on those public lands for up to 14 days. And so it's really handy just to see where the borders are of those public lands, so you know whether you can drive down that dirt road that you see off the highway. Is that private property or is that owned by the federal government? So often as we're driving down a highway, I'll pull up the Dirt Pro dispersed camping maps on my phone, and I'll be able to see, you know, where the private property ends and where the public lands begin. So one time I used it, I was in Oregon driving on Highway 97, and we were ready to find a campsite for the night, a dispersed site. So I pulled up the map and I started looking off of Highway 97, like, where is the National Forest Service land or the BLM land? And it was clear on my map exactly where it was, and that we knew that if we drove down a particular dirt road that I saw, that it would lead to public lands, because the last thing you want to do is drive up a dirt road and end up in someone's driveway or pulling up to their house. I mean, that's just really a sucky thing to do. I've never done that and I don't want to do that. And that's one of the reasons I use these dispersed maps. So you can really see where your best possibility and legal possibility is of finding a free campsite. And so I use that a lot. And another really cool thing about those maps is they also have a cell phone signal filter. So you can basically filter the map based on where you're going to get, you know, AT&T signal or Verizon signal. If it's really important to you to have that phone signal, you'll be able to see a map of where that signal is. If you don't have Starlink, you know, I currently have Starlink, so cell phone signal is not as important to me, even though it does come in handy for safety reasons. If you don't have Starlink, you just might want to know where the good cell phone signal is. And so I use that. I used to use that a lot more than I do now in finding a dispersed campsite. Something else that the Dirt Pro just added for this camping season, the summer of 2023, is something I'm really excited about. And I think I'm going to use the Dirt Pro a lot more this summer than I have in past years for finding dispersed campsites. They've recently added a list of 5,000 drive-in, easily accessible free campsites to the app. So you can basically just pull up the app and look at where there are free campsites near you. You don't have to figure out, you know, is this public land? Is this private land? Which dirt road should I go down? Are there even campsites down that dirt road? This will show you exactly where to go. And I did look at it just this morning, and I'm really excited to try it, because not only can you see the campsites, but again, you can see people's photos, you can see their reviews. And I like that the Dirt Pro also has a link to the website of that particular BLM land. For example, I was looking at a site in Anza Borrega State Park in Southern California, and they quickly have a link over to that website, so you can go read more about the park and the rules. And they have a phone number to the ranger's office. So that's really cool as well. So it's really these tried and true free campsites that you know are part of the Dirt database, and you can easily check and uncheck that filter when you're searching for campsites using the Dirt app. And so I'm really excited to try that feature this summer. I think it'll make finding free campsites a lot easier. Another cool thing about the Dirt Pro is that it totally works offline. So before you head out on your trip, you can download the Dirt's entire database to your phone. And that includes both paid and free campsites. They have a database of 50,000 campgrounds on their app. So just download that before you go. And when you don't have phone signal, you can still look for campgrounds near you. And that's super helpful because a lot of the places that I travel, I do not have phone signal. And the ability to use an offline app is something that's really important to me. And both the apps that I'm going to talk about in this podcast episode can be used offline. So that's something that I really look for in a camping app. A couple more features of the Dirt Pro I wanted to tell you about. And remember, go grab your free trial right now. It's just the right time ahead of camping season. thewaywardhome.com/thedirt, D-Y-R-T. So a couple of those other really cool aspects of the Dirt Pro is this is another new thing. You can get reservations at sold out campgrounds. And that's called creating a dirt alert. And so what happens there is that you set up a scan on a particular campground that you really want to camp at, but it's appearing to be sold out. And what the Dirt will do is that they'll continuously scan those campgrounds for cancellations so that once there is a cancellation, they'll immediately send you a text so you can jump on your computer and try to grab that campsite. So that can be a really handy feature if there's somewhere you really want to go and you've seen that it's sold out. So another thing is that if you use the Dirt Pro to book campsites, they actually have a lot of discounts on there. They've worked with various campgrounds across the country to offer you 10 to 40% off if you book through the app. So it can be a really great way to save money on campsites. Because as we all know, campsites can get really expensive if you're predominantly using campgrounds instead of dispersed camping. And I mean, we see campsites ranging from like $25 all the way up to $65 the times we've had to stay in RV parks to visit family members. We don't typically stay in RV parks, but our family members have big RVs and that's where they like to stay. So that's where we join them. And so, okay, we're almost done with these features of the Dirt Pro I wanted to tell you about. There's also a way to create a road trip. So I've used this before. Let's say I pick up my van in Yuma where I store it in the winter on my sailboat and I want to drive to LA. I can create a road trip map and it'll tell me the campgrounds along that route that I might like. So that's pretty handy for planning a trip. But as I told you before, I'm not that much of a planner. I'm more of a pantser, as they say, fly by the seat of your pants. So I don't really use this trip planner feature, but it is kind of neat to see what campgrounds are along my route that I might want to use. Another feature is there's no extra booking fees. A lot of times if you use a third-party service to book a campsite, you'll be slapped with some booking fees, and that kind of sucks. So if you book through the Dirt Pro, you won't experience any of those booking fees. Those are some of the big benefits of using the Dirt Pro, and so I hope you try it out. Go grab your free trial, thewaywardhome.com/thedirt. I'll also put it in the show notes, and I hope you're able to give it a try. And remember, if you don't want to continue on after that 30-day free trial, just cancel anytime within those 30 days. And don't forget to do that or you will get billed. It's not a very expensive app. It's under $40 for the year, which will most likely you'll end up saving that money if you're using it to get those discounts on campgrounds. So that's my overview of the Dirt Pro, one of my two apps I use most of the time to find campsites in the summer months in my Sprinter van. So the next app I want to tell you about is one I use a ton also. It's called iOverlander. That's with a lowercase I and then the word Overlander. And I'm going to also link that below in the show notes. So if you haven't downloaded that one yet, head on over and download that app. I mostly use this app for finding the free campsites that I've found when we've been living the van life in both our Astro and our Sprinter van. So iOverlander is completely crowdsourced. It's not owned by a big company like the Dirt is. It's totally just, you know, run by people who are out there camping. And what I really like about this app is it's just really low key. It works offline and you can use it to read reviews of sites. And I use this mostly for dispersed camping again. And there are tons of people using this app for dispersed camping. So one thing I will recommend is that you use it to zero in on a particular area you want to go, but maybe you don't want to camp exactly the latitude longitude where someone recommended because there's probably somebody else there just due to the sheer number of people on iOverlander. So what I'll do is use it to find a general area of where people have particularly loved camping, and I'll use it to look at their photos. And if it looks really stunning, like I did this in the Sonoran Desert by Tucson, I looked at that app and I was like, wow, that area looks so beautiful. Just these photos that people have posted to the app. So we're just going to go to that area and drive down a bunch of those dirt roads and try to find our own campsite. We didn't go to places where people actually marked, because there's typically someone there where someone actually marked a campsite. I mean, sometimes you'll get lucky and nobody will be there, but with more and more people doing dispersed camping and boondocking, there's going to be bigger crowds out on these public lands. So yeah, I'll use it just to zero in on a particular area, and then I'll go drive around and find my own site. And I've taken to marking my own sites on Google Maps, my own personal Google Maps, so that I can remember where I've boondocked in the past, and I'm not marking it on this gigantic database where other people will go and utilize my sites that I've marked. And so that's one thing that I personally do to remember where I've been in the past, so that I'm not attracting like 50,000 other people to come to this campsite that I love. But iOverlander is really helpful because even when you're offline, this is what I've done. I've found an area I want to go. I click it and it actually pulls it up on Google Maps. So I'm able to navigate to it even without phone signal. And I think that that's really interesting and really handy as well. What I like about iOverlander is that people not only mark free campsites, but they also mark amenities, which is really handy if you're traveling around in a van. Like, let's say I'm in Yuma, Arizona, and I'll pull up iOverlander, and people will have marked where they got water for their tanks, where they got propane, what are the grocery stores, what are the laundromats. Because one thing about always traveling around in your van or RV and finding free campsites or paid campsites in brand new areas is you don't know what's around there, and it can take some time to, you know, get to know the area and know like where to go do your laundry or where to find water. For the longest time, we were boondocking in Yuma, or outside of Yuma, actually in California, but about 20-minute drive from Yuma, and we didn't know where to get water for a 30-gallon tank under our Sprinter van. And so we had to talk to other RVers out there boondocking, and they were like, hey, the rest stop down the road has a water spigot. This is where all the RVers go and fill up their tanks. And we were like, wow, a free and easily accessible water tank. So that was really cool. And we were able to go down there and fill up on water. But oftentimes when you are doing that dispersed camping, Tom and I call it like hunting and gathering. Like, we're not just sitting down and relaxing and enjoying our life. We're trying to figure out, you know, where to go grocery shopping, where to get food, where to get propane, where to do laundry. Takes a lot of time and energy to figure all that stuff out. And sometimes we feel like we're just running around like chickens with our head cut off. So having the iOverlander app, that where we can see where people have had success doing these various things in particular towns or areas, has just, you know, cut off the time we have to spend, as we say, hunting and gathering. And we can more just stay parked for longer and enjoy our campsite. So those are the two apps I use the most to find camping when we're traveling throughout the United States. And I gave you that tip of how I mark my own campsites down on Google Maps so I can remember them in the future. And I have one other tip I wanted to share with you today about finding especially dispersed camping, because like I said before, we probably spend 80% of our time boondocking or finding dispersed campsites. So one thing I like to do is when I locate a particular area using mostly the iOverlander app and I zoom in on it, I actually transfer that over to Google Maps, that location. And what I do is I pull up satellite view on my Google Maps. And using satellite view, you're able to actually, like, quote unquote, drive yourself down some of these dirt roads using satellite view. And you can see where there's pullouts. You can see these huge areas off the dirt road where it might be a campsite. So often I'll zoom in on the Google Maps satellite view to try to find turnouts or pullouts for us to go to. And then we easily drive to those areas and find a campsite instead of just roaming around all the dirt back roads to find camping. Any of you who've boondocked before know that it can be a really big process to find just the perfect site. Especially Tom and I are pretty picky. We want a view. We want a flat area. We want like a private area. So sometimes we'll just spend tons of time and a lot of miles driving around these back roads trying to find a perfect site. Now, if you're not as picky as us, it won't take you as long, but we're pretty picky. And that's why I mark them down on my Google Maps and why I use satellite view to find those pullouts, which are really, you know, easily accessible for our van. So before we wrap up with this podcast episode, I wanted to let you know I've developed a boondocking 101 guide and also a boondocking tracker and logbook. And these two things come together right to your inbox. They're only $9. And I prepared these for you for if you've never tried boondocking before and you want some of my tips and advice as to how to do that. So my boondocking 101 guide has things like what is free camping? How does it work? Gear ideas for boondocking? Where to fill your water? How to find dump stations? How to go to of the bathroom when you boondock, how to take showers and keep clean, some options for camping on private property, my favorite apps and websites, and using motor vehicle use maps for free camping, using iOverlander, using Google satellite maps. That's the table of contents of my Boondocking 101 guide. And that's a 19-page guide that you can go download or print out or whatever you want. And that comes with the Boondocking tracker and logbook, which is something else I developed, which is a checklist, a way for you to write down and track your favorite sites. And some of the items on this checklist include, you know, boondocking essentials. I have a whole list of things you might want to have when you're out and about. So that's a really large part of the list. I have a place for you to write your own items you might want to bring. I have a boondocking grocery list, fillable sheet, a gas mileage tracker, a water fill tracker. And so I did develop the Boondocking 101 guide and logbook and tracker. If you want more information about boondocking, both of those PDFs together are just $9. So if you want to check those out, just go to thewaywardhome.com/boondocking. And I'll also link that in the show notes if you don't know how to spell boondocking. It's kind of a weird word. But remember to go download that if you want more info. It's just $9. Or go, again, get your free 30-day trial of The Dirt Pro, thewaywardhome.com/the dirt. Now, I know I've thrown a lot of info at you in this episode, but I am adding those links below if you want to check out anything I've mentioned. And I really hope you have a great time camping this summer. I'm excited to get the Sprinter van out of storage and go camping. I love being on the sailboat in the Sea of Cortez as well, though. It's very remote. We see lots of really cool marine life, but at some point it gets too hot down here. And like I said before, we're like migratory animals. And so we'll be heading north in our van and we'll get back on using these apps. And I hope you found this episode helpful. As a reminder, if you want to be on my email list, that is where I share a lot of tips, advice, and my own trials and tribulations living in a camper van and on a sailboat. You'll get a little bit of a glimpse into nomad life. You can go to thewaywardhome.com/subscribe to be on my email list. So I hope to see you over there, and I hope you enjoyed this episode of The Wayward Home Podcast. I'll see you next time. Are you wanting to live the van life but have no idea where to start? Well, I can help you out. My free Van Life Starter Kit gives you specs and measurements of 10 popular vans, plus build-out ideas, buying tips, remote work ideas, and where to find free campsites. To get your free Van Life Starter Kit, just go to thewaywardhome.com/vanlife. That's thewaywardhome.com/vanlife.